Here I go again. Hey, Uptown ENT back at it again. Brand new podcast for y'all. We know y'all quarantined. Here as always, with my man background noise, B, I'm low.
Ooh, y'all hear that background noise? That's what I'm talking about.
This nigga trying to make it a positive.
1, 2, 3. Rolls Royce truck, but my windows ain't tinted.
Hey,
trap house jumping like when he's on a
Denny. That shit go.
Hey, what are you saying? He said, don't call me bro. I don't know your mammy or your pappy or some shit like that.
Yeah, he thought your motherfucking mammy ain't shoot me out of her pussy, bitch ass nigga. I was like, damn.
Racist ass judge, he decide who gets sentenced.
Oh man. What's up, y'all? We back in this thing.
Right. Lockdown part 10.
Nigga, this shit. Hey man, you know what though? I've been telling people to watch for the hook, like my man Cool Breeze said. You know that they ain't telling us. They know basically when everything gonna open back up, or when they want everything to open back up, but they just hitting us with 30 days at a time.
Shit, the chick out of Michigan, the governor, mayor, whoever the fuck she is, said they close until May 1st, and they may not open back up till then.
Yeah. Dude, because they trying to stop the spread from happening, which the governor of Illinois came out, and he was like, dog, I'm not opening shit back up until we got some kind of vaccine.
That's not gonna happen.
Shit. I guess he prepared to be like, whatever, we just gonna stay closed until we got a vaccine, because you know Illinois getting hit hard by this. I think they like second. And I know New York is like first still, by a wide margin. Did you see in New York they had dug like a big ass ditch and was burying bodies, dog?
Yeah, they just dragging bodies. People have been filming this.
I was like, what the fuck? And they said those were unclaimed COVID-19 bodies. So I guess those are the people who I guess didn't have no families or anything to come and get them.
I just hope they don't build no buildings over that ground. Shit.
Man, shit. Who you telling? Man, it's I just don't know, man. It's just hard to wrap my head around the fact that this shit happening.
Right. Like, everybody else can. I keep seeing people out still just gathering in these big places like Walmart and stuff. I'm like, nope.
I thought Walmart had it where you couldn't, only a certain amount of people can get in there.
Man, I was on my way to the doctor's office yesterday, drove past Walmart, man. I could see the damn cars from where I was at.
And there wasn't no lines outside.
It couldn't have been, because I wouldn't have been standing. I ain't got the patience for that shit.
Hey, you like me. I already told wifey, I'm like, look, if we need anything from the grocery store outside of me running down the street to the little farmer's market, the fruit stand over there, or me going to like a butcher store, she going to have to go, because I can't do it. I can't be standing in long lines.
Oh, and that 6 feet apart shit make the line even longer.
Nigga, which I'm cool with the 6 feet apart shit or whatever, because motherfuckers be getting real close to you and shit. And, hey. Man, it ain't nothing worse than when you at somewhere like a CVS or like Walgreens and you trying to pay for something and these motherfuckers be all up on you. Like, I be having to turn around like, hey, can you move back? Or sometimes I get ignorant, just go ahead and fling my arm out and bow their ass.
Got to. We need to keep that 6 feet back rule. When this shit over with.
Yeah, man. Shit crazy.
He all up on me in the target line. Like, damn, motherfucking move. I'm almost done.
Right. Crazy.
That's why people be going to the self-checkout. That way you know ain't nobody up on you then.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, then you got a problem.
Yeah. Or it's about to be a problem.
Right.
Like, I just ordered I ordered another. I already had a set. We already got like disposable masks already, but I ordered us some reusable masks. Then I found some other ones that had like a little light vent thing on them. Cause I've heard a lot of people say that it's hard to breathe up in like them reusable masks. So I ordered the ones that got a vent thing on them too. I'm like, all right.
Let's teach people how to use these masks. Okay, look.
Oh, these motherfuckers. Oh, it's gonna be so many motherfuckers gonna end up brain dead or something from these masks because they don't know how to breathe in them.
Hey, when you put the mask on, keep that motherfucker on until you get home and wash your hands.
Or
at least switch the gloves out.
Or just keep it on until you get up in your damn car, at least. Like, if you out in public or whatever, like, you know, yeah, obviously have it on, which that's what CDC saying. If you're going to be around the public, have a mask on. Y'all definitely need to bring more than one pair of gloves when y'all go out.
Yeah. You're going to have to keep switching the mugs. You can't wear the same pair.
Unless you just want to cross-contaminate everything.
Right.
Dude, because at this point, you say what?
I got bring the little trash bag, put it in your cart or something like that, put the gloves in there.
Yeah. So you ain't got to be throwing the damn gloves on the damn ground like everybody else been doing.
Right.
Yeah, man. Hey, shit, damn, I forgot what it was. Man, for real, like, and you tell me what you think about this, but I think that, like, okay, when I'm approaching the store, unless they got like an automatic door, well, shit, now you got to use the cart and stuff too, or whatever. Man, I'm just at the point where now, dude, you're gonna run out of gloves so fast, you just gotta just go ahead and just keep you some hand sanitizer with you or whatever, then just sanitize your hands after you touch everything, because that's gonna become too much. You're gonna eventually run out of gloves.
That's what I'm saying. You just got to wash your hands at this point. Like, I mean, Target got a bathroom you can walk in. Just use your feet to kick open the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then at this point, all the bathrooms should be like swing doors. Mm-hmm. Or they should have like a little stopper at the bottom where you can use your foot to open it.
Yes. Yes.
You got to go in there, grab the paper towel, turn the water on, wash your hands, grab another paper towel, turn that motherfucker off. Yeah, walk out the door.
Yeah, I mean, this shit, just, I'm like, dog. Because, I mean, theoretically speaking, every time you touch them in the store, you're going to need to change your gloves right after, aren't you? When you need to go touch something new because you just cross-contaminating everything in the store, and you definitely going to need to take your gloves off and change them, or if you already got a clean car, which your car should be clean, you should have been wiping it down with disinfectant and stuff. You know, I mean, you definitely ain't supposed to be getting in your car with them gloves on, because now you done contaminated your car.
Right.
So, man.
Luckily, at Target, you can just scan your phone. You ain't got to pull out nothing else. Mm-hmm. You just got to switch, take the glove off and pick up your phone. Scan that mug.
This is too much. Man. Well, I'm assuming you got a Target rant this week too.
You know, I ain't been in a minute.
Oh, okay.
The only time I went to go grab my allergy medicine, which they ring out back there, so I had no contact with nobody. They ain't got no bread ever, which I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bread expired, motherfuckers. You freezing that mug. Your freezer probably full by now, but I mean, it's gonna get moldy within like 3 days after it being unthawed because now it's got the water and shit on it.
Dude, everybody freezer should be full at this point. Like, or at least all these hoarders.
I don't know why you freezing bread anyways. That shit is a goner after it don't thaw.
Mm-hmm. But you know, people don't really think about that. They just heard that you could freeze bread and they stop listening after that.
Man, like. So, if you get garlic toast and they tell you not to unthaw it until you get ready to cook it, then what they tell you about the damn bread?
Yep. Dude, I'm just still on the fuck, man. I've been trying to find me a motherfucker squat rack and some damn barbells and weight plates. I could probably just go to Walmart, but I don't want to actually go in Walmart.
If you go to the one in Florissant, let me know if they got some weights, because I might have to travel all the way down there.
Dude, I'm... I'm probably now if I go to anyone, I'm probably going to the one by my house because this one literally less than a minute away from me.
They ain't got no weights over there. You talking about the bridge, the one?
Nigga, don't be coming. Whoa! Don't be telling these niggas where I live at.
I ain't say that's where you live. You told them where you live at.
Oh man, you can't do. I've been trying to look on Amazon to find. So I'm like, dude, all I need is a damn rack, a barbell, and some weight plates. Like, I ain't even trying to go hard. Like, I'd be okay if I just got like 225. If I was just able just to get enough to have 225, that's cool. These motherfuckers sold out all online and shit, and I'm just like, all y'all motherfuckers ain't working out.
I can't even get no damn kettlebells, man. What the fuck? I just want some kettlebells.
Motherfucker, you know what, though? That might be the new thing, though. Motherfuckers hoarding them now. Motherfuckers grabbing them and hoarding them, and they gonna try to resell them online.
Like the 50 pounds? I'm like, y'all motherfuckers ain't that strong to be lifting no 50 pounds unless the bodybuilders are. And a lot of them weightlifters don't even use kettlebells, so I don't even know why them motherfuckers sold out.
It's fucking disgusting. I'm like, damn. So now I can't get my shit.
If I would have known this shit, I would have bought them earlier before this shit really hit. I didn't know people was going to go crazy like this.
Yeah, man. Yes, they are. And I'm like, this is some bullshit. Every time I be on Instagram and I see somebody with a home gym, I be like, man, fuck you.
Right. I'm about to come take your shit.
It's a couple people I know. It's a couple people I know within the area, like trainers in the area and stuff. They been posting, talking about like they selling stuff, like they selling weight plates and stuff. For like, I think one dude said he was selling his for like $125, a pound, with his weight plates or whatever. But he ain't saying nothing about selling like no barbells or racks or whatever, stuff like that. I'm like, dude, so you telling me like I gotta. Like, what's the point of getting the weights if, you know, I still got to find a barbell? I guess you just got to just buy everything in sections at this point.
No, you can keep your shit, partner.
But this shit crazy, dude. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers buying up everything. I guess we should be thankful that toilet paper is finally starting to make a comeback.
Is it? I got lucky and got some off of Amazon. I had some just in case.
Yeah, it's starting to make a comeback because you know with the limits and stuff like that, and then people that moved on to other shit, toilet paper starting to slowly make a comeback. I'm starting to see toilet paper in more stores, you know, and hear reports of it. But it's crazy, man. Like the meat section, from what I heard from a lot of people, is still, you know, it's pretty. It's starting to make a comeback too. But like as far as like disinfectants, hand sanitizers or whatever, soon as them motherfuckers get put on a shelf, they get wiped out. And I'm like, damn, I thought y'all was putting a damn limit on this shit.
Target needs you. I know Walmart and CVS, some CVSs you gotta ask for it now.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like it's sad, but that's the way it gotta be because you see people can't control themselves.
Target's scared to put a limit on. They're afraid that people are going to start. They scared of their customers. I'm like, look, man, y'all need to boss up during this time.
Right. They need y'all.
Like, you need to close the store off when you get toilet paper and limit them one at a time.
Yeah.
Don't be scared of these people, man. There ain't nobody. That's what cops are for. Man. Y'all use them any other time, but during this time, y'all want to use them?
If you got like a mom and pop hardware place anywhere near you, and that's for the listeners too, check them out, man. Because they be having toilet paper. Now I can't vouch to say that they all gonna have like the 2-ply. But if you low on toilet paper and just need some, check them, check Dollar General. They be having hand soap there too or whatever. Sanitize, like I said, sanitize is kind of like hit or miss or whatever. You literally got to be at the store as soon as it open to make a run for the sanitizer.
Now that I'm straight on. Luckily, I've been buying, every time I go to Fresh Time, I used to get their little hand sanitizer, little bottles. I was like, I don't know why I'm buying this shit, but I guess I see now.
Right. Yeah, man. Shit. I just, man. But anyway, in non-corona related stuff, non-corona related topics. So B ain't got no rant, but I got a rant today.
Right on.
Y'all mother, hey man, y'all chicks out there, women, why y'all be calling chicks sis? And that ain't really your sis. And I ain't just talking about the fact y'all ain't blood related. Like, y'all don't like that bitch. You do not like her. And you know you don't like her. And then some of them be calling each other sis like in such an aggressive way, or it sounds just like so shady the way they be calling each other sis. And I'm like, dude, y'all don't fucking like each other. Why is y'all calling each other this? And y'all be like, sis, and sis that. Who did it recently? It's somebody who we both know be not some somebody who on TV. Jocelyn, because she on that Marriage Boot Camp Hip Hop Edition.
Okay.
And you know Jocelyn, she on there with her dude, not Stevie, but a new dude. Even though Stevie kind of sort of made an appearance, they didn't say his name, but he ended up calling her one day. Well, his lawyers called her and was like, "Hey, you can't mention or have that baby on TV at all, or else you gonna be sued." And she was crying and shit like that. She like, "He trying to take my baby away from me."
Right, her retarded sounding self.
Stevie, get on my nerves with that shit.
I could tell like I told my leader.
But so have you been watching? Have you been watching that? Do you ever watch that Marriage Boot Camp stuff?
I think I saw it when I forget who was on there.
Dog. So this one, the hip hop edition. So you got CeeLo and his girlfriend.
You've been on there twice.
Oh, he was on there before?
Third time, yeah.
Damn. So you got CeeLo and his chick. You got Michelle A and her boyfriend.
Michelle A?
Michelle A. Dude, so here's the thing. So here's like this. So it's on some shit with all these. It's some shit with all these couples, obviously. So CeeLo and his, I think that's his fiance or something or whatever. So CeeLo's still trying to be a player, basically. CeeLo's still trying to be a player, and she like, dude, just marry me. Either you gonna marry me, or you just gonna leave me the hell alone. And he just, you know, CeeLo started talking all crazy and shit to her. Not crazy, like he cussed her out, but you know, CeeLo, every time CeeLo talk, he sound like he rapping.
Yeah.
So he doing that shit. Michelle got some dude who's a chef who is younger than her, and her problem is she's just like, yeah, you with me, but I think you want to be with somebody else. And that, you know, kind of plays into some shit with the other couples I'm going to tell you about later. You got Jocelyn with her dude who's a producer. I know, right? She keep on messing with music producers. This dude is named Ballistic. And Ballistic look like he ready to go ballistic at any moment.
That's a little light-skinned dude that look like Shamar Moore, ain't
it? Yeah, only with bigger eyes. That nigga look like he is certified crazy, man. And then, like, that's all they've been doing this whole season is the two of them just fighting with each other. Like, but here's the thing though. Like Jocelyn will only like turn up on him when he being calm. But when that nigga like jump up at her or whatever, she be quiet as a church mouse. I'm like, okay, he probably be beating her ass.
I think she liked that though.
Dog, she be quiet as a motherfucking church mouse. They had this one thing where they sent half of the people outside to a pool party and then left their mates in there to watch stuff that's going on. And Ballistic was up in there watching Jocelyn, because you know Jocelyn going out there, she twerking, she feeding dudes like strawberries and grapes and shit like that. This nigga Ballistic got up, walked, like pushed people out the way or whatever. He's like, fuck that, I'm going outside. This nigga went outside. He's like, nah, fuck that motherfucking party over. He knocking shit over and everything or whatever. And then he started cussing Jocelyn out or whatever. So Jocelyn walking away from him, he's like cussing. He's like, you old nut ass bitch. And then, man, Jocelyn ran back in the house. I'm like, oh yeah, he be fucking her up.
Yeah, you know, Michelle A, apparently she know the sign. How she react?
Well, she wasn't out there at the time. She'd be like, I'm just trying to stay out of everybody's way.
Oh, sinking cat sounding ass.
But she's with some dude on her name, Stu, Chef Stu. He a chef. And she's like convinced that, like I said, he want to be with somebody else, but she end up. Yeah, she basically want to be with somebody else. So like, sometime during like the first, and this nigga is, he's an alcoholic, but he an alcoholic in training, meaning that he can't handle his liquor, but he always drinking and smoking. And then he be saying stupid shit. So like during like the first few nights there or whatever, they was all down there like talking and stuff like that. And then like the judge, the cute lady from divorce court, she came out there and she was giving them all like the rules and regulations and everything. Man, Michelle was like, she was like, Still was just looking at Jocelyn, and I could tell he want to be with her more than me. So
if the girl starts twerking, everybody look. I don't care what you say.
And that's what dude said. Dude was like, I mean, she an attractive woman. What you want me to do? I mean, I got eyes, but I'm here because I want to make things work with you. Jocelyn got her dude or whatever. So that ends up sowing some seeds of dissent in their relationship. And Jocelyn claimed that ever since Michelle said that her and her dude been having problems, like they wouldn't having problems before that. And she been trying to basically just put all of her and her dude problems on Michelle. And she ain't trying to fight Michelle, but she tried to punk her. And that's where that sis came from, because she was sitting at the table talking all kind of like cash shit to Michelle or whatever. She was like, don't nobody even want your nigga, because I don't even know why you want him. Because he ain't even good enough for you, so he definitely ain't good enough for me. And Michelle just right shady shit. So Michelle just like looking at her, and Michelle drinking and shit. And Michelle just like looking like, bitch, if y'all leave me the fuck alone, why Jocelyn say, why you looking at me like that, sis? I was like,
yo. Crazy ass eyes.
Yeah, dog. I was like, see? man, that shows some shit, dog.
Get crazy. You gotta have that ballistic energy for them.
Man,
trying to have all that.
Dog, she been trying. Dog, it was another chick on there. She tried to fight. Her name is Bonnie something. It was the chick who did that chicken noodle soup song. She's grown up now.
Oh, she on there? What's she doing? Yeah. On there?
I mean, shit. She a hip hop. She a hip hop artist. Her and her boyfriend on there, and they young. But they got kicked out.
Hip hop.
Didn't you tell me she was on there?
Yeah, she. Her name. Manager.
What's her name? Like Bianca Bonnie or something like that.
Hey, Jocelyn don't want no smoke with her.
Dog, she another one who backed down from Jocelyn, because Jocelyn was trying to go ahead and talk that shit for her. She was like, man, she talked shit with Jocelyn for a while, and she was like, hey, you got it. Don't even worry about it.
I just don't want no smoke with that New Yorker.
Dog, that young girl crazy as fuck, man. I be seeing the way that she be talking to her dude. I'm like, this bitch. And New York chicks are so, they are so cute, but at the same time, unattractive. It's that motherfucking accent, man. And then the way that they be carrying themselves. Because they be acting like some niggas.
The way they be getting, I mean, if you watch the show, it's the way they've been getting treated out there. They matching the same energy, so they ain't taking no shit from nobody else.
Man, that shit fucking crazy to me, dog.
You gotta blame dudes, like, because I be seeing them before they get screwed over, and they cool, but then that's when the energy come, when they get screwed over. So we gotta blame, like, Rich and the Creep Squad and all them. That's out there, they be screwing them over. You ain't got no chance after they get their hands on them.
Yeah, man, that shit, yeah, man. But that little show was crazy, man. But, yeah, man. Just...
To catch up, is it on demand?
It's on demand on WeTV, W-E.
Okay, I'm going to catch up now. I got to see this man. Shit.
That shit fucking... Styles on there, Styles P from the Locks, he on there. I think that's it. Jocelyn, Styles, CeeLo, Chicken Noodle Soup Chick. Michelle A. I think that's it.
You know what? You know who I used to think Lil Mo sang that song, Chicken Noodle Soup. She had a lip gloss song, didn't she? I can't remember.
Somebody did have that. My lip gloss is popping or whatever. Hold on, let me look this shit up. But it's funny you mentioned Lil Mo, because Lil Mo was on last season of this show, Love and Hip Hop, Love Marriage Boot Camp. Sorry.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, her dude, Carl. He was a boxer.
No, not that Mo. That's her name, Mo. I'm talking about the other one.
Oh, you're talking about Lil Mama?
Lil Mama. Yeah, that's what I meant. My bad.
Yeah. No, you know, Lil Mama on that, she on that growing up hip hop shit, ain't she?
Is she?
Shit, man, I don't know, dog. I think she's on there.
I
I think
saw
she's
one
on there.
episode
Cause,
and I saw the twist and I turned it off.
Well, from what I understood, because her and Bow Wow had some issues last year, and I think it stemmed from that show because Bow Wow was trying to say that she tried to get with him and he curved her, and then she got mad.
I probably believe that, but sometimes he be lying. His girlfriend on his ex Kalani, is it Kalani? Is that her name?
Kalani, his ex-girlfriend?
The one that beat him up?
No, that was Erica Mena.
Nah, she was one of them, but he went out with I think it was Kalani. She on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta right now.
Hey, light-skinned Keisha. Hey, light-skinned Keisha on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta too.
I think she exited the show. They done made her mad.
Hey man, light-skinned Keisha, even though she ain't light-skinned for real, light-skinned Keisha looks like she can fight, dog.
Somebody threw some shade about their names because her name light skin, because that was Leon Young Ja. He did that. She be wearing light skin makeup. She said, so she said she went to school and everybody named, there was a couple girls named Keisha. And she just became light skinned Keisha. I guess the other one was two shades darker than her.
Oh man, shit. I guess, man. Man, I got another topic. For my wrestling heads out there and people who
Hold
just ain't
on, hold on.
wrestling. Yeah.
Kiyomi, that's her name. Kiyomi Leslie.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't heard of that one.
Yeah, she remember she beat him up at the in the elevator.
Nigga, I know somebody beat him up. Wait a minute, he got beat up in the elevator too, like Jay-Z.
Yeah, he got beat up. She scratched the shit out of him. He had them claw marks on his. You don't remember that?
Hey man, you know what though? You know what though? I probably did see the story or saw like, saw people talking about it on social media. But man, I don't be trusting nothing that happened with Bow Wow. I be thinking that everything is like Bow Wow Challenge.
Oh, it was filmed, dog, in the elevated camera. They showed it on Love and Hip Hop, her beating him up. She was like, oh, they was like, oh, you the one that beat up Bow Wow in the elevator.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I be thinking Mona be playing this shit or something, man. That's one of the reasons why I stopped watching Love and Hip Hop for the most part, dude. Because I'm like, dude, okay, like this shit is super fake.
Right. I don't know what's what, but it seemed like Atlanta. They got them real problems because all they should just be filmed off camera and they be bringing it in. It'd be all over. They be arguing over Twitter and shit. Like,
They got their real beef.
Carly Rae be making the show look fake though. She be your friend one season, not your friend the next season, then your friend again. Y'all besties the season after that, and she be going back and forth. I'm like, they need to take her out
Dude.
the show, put somebody new on.
Her ass be looking like her ass be then she be getting offended when somebody tell her that she's shady. Like, come on, Slim.
Right.
She be like straight up getting to her feelings, like, oh, I want to say how he could call me shady. Like, bitch, have you not watched the show?
She like 50 years old and trying to mess with this young girl, trying to hang with him.
She gonna get her ass whooped. Hey man, for my wrestling heads out there, man. Nigga, if y'all ain't on this motherfucker, Dark Side of the Ring. So Dark Side of the Ring is basically just taking like infamous happenings in wrestling, or like infamous events in wrestling. So they've done one on like Bruiser Brody, about like him getting killed and stuff like that and how that all happened. They did one on the Montreal screw job. I saw that one.
Britt's still mad about that. He say, you know, he's still.
Oh yeah, he's still pissed off. That motherfucker, that motherfucker just started talking to Earl Hebner like probably like a year ago.
Hey.
He just started talking to him, and Earl like Brett, I had nothing to do with it. Like, Vince was the only, Vince and Shawn was the ones who was in it, even though Shawn was like, I had nothing to do with that.
Undertaker even told Shawn Michaels to apologize for it.
He also told him during that WrestleMania match with Austin, he was like, if you don't go out here and drop that belt for him, I'm beat your ass when you come back.
Right.
And everybody knows Shawn Michaels can't fight in real life.
Right. I forget who he got beat up by. He was scary. He was running from somebody.
He was running from Brett one time, hell, because he came into Vince's office and had like a handful of his own hair. It was like this is an unsafe work environment, and you need to keep him away from me, and I need armed guards at all times.
Isn't that why he brought Big Diesel in?
I think that was his real bodyguard. But according to certain people, Kevin Nash a bitch too.
He's like 7'2". Come on.
Man, according to certain people, but that's what Dark Side of the Ring is about. So the most recent one was about New Jack. New Jack was a wrestler in the 90s. He was a former bounty hunter, and then he ended up getting into wrestling. He started off in Mid-South wrestling, which was like Jim Crockett wrestling. And motherfucker, man, everybody hate Jim Crockett, man. Everybody hate Jim Crockett. And Jim Crockett hate everybody else too. But him, and he had a tag team partner named Mustafa, which was a big, like, retarded looking dude. And these motherfuckers basically just like, they went balls to the wall with their characters. Like, they actually lived and became their characters. Mustafa was basically like, he was like a lumbering big dude. But he couldn't really talk because some people say that he actually did really have like some mental problems. Like, this motherfucker would like be like blowing snot bubbles and shit doing interviews and like popping them.
Yeah.
And so that's how they ended up teaming him and New Jack together. They was a team called the Gangsters. And D'Lo Brown was actually a part of that team too back in Mid-South Wrestling. And they was a team called the Gangsters. They used to come out like in camouflage and stuff like that. All that. And man, them dudes used to, so New Jack would get heat because he was in the South and he would go to all these Southern territories and he would start talking about white people.
He a brave soul.
He would start talking shit about, like, cash shit about white people. Dude, they show one promo he cut. I think it was like in Tennessee. And he was like, hey y'all, shout out to OJ Simpson. That's two more honkies we ain't gotta worry about. I was like, God damn.
He said that?
Yes. In front of a live crowd. And he was like, man, he's, and then they cut back to him at present day. And he like, man, whatever, man. Everybody used to call me a nigga this, nigga that. So I'm like, I'm gonna make y'all mad. There was another incident. He came to the ring, pulled out a white baby doll who had a noose on it, and was like, yeah, how I feel now, and held it up in the air. Motherfuckers got mad about that shit too. Like to the point where they told him, like, dude. If you come into town to wrestle, just as soon as you get into town, don't even go to your hotel room. Come into town, come to the police station, the local police station. We'll drive you to the event and we'll take you back. We'll bring you back to the police station. Don't even sleep here. Get in your car and leave. Right, man. And then, so eventually he went over to ECW. He went over to ECW. He was like, man, ECW was my type of shit. Cause this was like during the time where ECW was still like, and it's like its heyday. Paul Heyman was there, Dudley Boys, Sandman. I don't think Rob Van Dam had got there yet either, but kind of find out he don't like Rob Van Dam and Rob Van Dam don't like him. Surprise, surprise. But them motherfuckers was like, dude, New Jack fit right in with ECW. You know, back then, ECW, they was doing like them shoot fights. Like, them motherfuckers was hitting each other for real.
Oh, yeah. Especially Sabu. He got banned wrestling. Yeah. States. I'm surprised Paulie Dangerously let that shit happen.
But Paul had like kind of like the right idea at the time because he's just like, look, man, this during a time where you got WCW doing what they doing. You got WWF at the time doing what they doing. Cause at that time, WWF was starting to do like a whole bunch of comedy shit, like having Vince McMahon shit himself in the ring because he thought Stone Cold was gonna shoot him. Fabulous Moolah fucking with Mark Henry, and then she ended up giving birth to a damn baby.
That shit was weird.
I mean, a hand, like a prosthetic hand or some shit.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, crap.
It was must-see TV. We was all up on the TV like, dang, what's going to happen? Right. Can we watch this stuff? I can't believe this is on USA.
It was all kind of shit happening. And then you had WCW, who WCW was trying to be more like an adult wrestler. Like, they weren't doing as much goofy shit, at least at that time. Like, they was basically, WCW was basically just like destroying your heroes. They was like getting motherfuckers like mad about everything. Like, with the Hulk Hogan NWO shit, and everybody used to be throwing shit all up in the ring and shit like that. Because them motherfuckers used to be so mad at WCW, like, because, man, somebody would always, like, the baby faces would always get fucked over.
Yep. They put everybody in NWO. I was like, man, who left to wrestle?
Right. So then you had ECW at the time. ECW was just, like, literally extreme. Like, extreme, like, they say extreme championship wrestling. So New Jack walked up in there. He, like, man, he already had, like, this, like, kind of, like, look and era or aura about him, like, don't fuck with me. And Sabu was like, he fit right the fuck in. I remember when I first met New Jack, I was smoking a joint, and I handed him a joint, and then he took that motherfucker, he puffed it, and he's like, you got some coke to go with this?
Oh, hell.
So, and I don't know if you remember this, B, but remember there was an incident in wrestling, like, back in, like, the mid-90s, early mid-90s, where it was a dude who ended up getting, like, fucked up. Like, he was an amateur wrestler, and he ended up getting fucked up in a match. And then kind of find out he was only, like, 16 or something. But because he was so big, everybody thought that he was over 18.
Who was that?
Well, the guy went by Mass Transit. That was his ring name. And he was like a big kid. He was, like, big. Like, he did look like a grown man because he had, like, a lot of body size on him. But he was using wrestling, like, midgets and stuff like that. Like, he had, like, kind of like that novelty of wrestling midgets and all that.
Uh-huh.
So he came to ECW, and then Paul was like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and give you a trial. That was his trial match, and I think he was fighting New Jack and somebody else. I think he might be fighting New Jack and Sabu, and Devon was his tag, was Mass Trans, his tag team partner. So, as the story goes, Mass Transit came up to New Jack before the damn match or whatever, and he was like, hey man, trying to tell New Jack how the match was gonna go, and was like, yeah, I need to get some offense in on you and blah 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 blah. And New Jack was like, first of all, who the fuck are you and why you talking to me?
Mm.
So New Jack got mad, which is the theme with New Jack. You talk to this motherfucker before the damn match and you don't say the right shit, he like, all right then, we're gonna see if we get out there to the ring. These motherfuckers get out there to the ring. They had already told Devon. They lock up with Devon. They're like, hey, we throwing you out the ring. So Devon get thrown out the ring. Devon does not get back in the ring. New Jack and the gangsters proceed to beat the shit out of this boy. Like, beat the hell out of him. And they literally open him up the hard way. So this motherfucker just, like, bleeding all over the damn place. Well, and by hard way, I mean they just punch him. Like, New Jack actually had, like, a shank.
Mm.
Or a makeshift shank that he had made. I think he said he made out like some Wolverine claws or something like that. It was some stupid shit. So they cut this motherfucker open. He in the ring just like bleeding his ass off to the point where they literally had to send like real EMTs out there and stuff like that or whatever. And they tell him like, stop, stop, stop. And the dude father was in the back and he like, what the fuck happened to my son? He look at New Jack. He's like, you fucking nigger. What the fuck you do to my son? So New Jack trying to fight his damn daddy. Paul Lee is like, Jack, get the fuck up out of here. Get the fuck up out of here. They calling the cops.
Oh, Lord.
Dude, so that shit ended up, they ended up taking New Jack to court for that shit because they was like, dude, you could have fucking killed him. But they found that loophole. They found the loophole of it being that, number one, the dude lied about his age. So that was the first loophole. And then New Jack even said in a documentary, he was like, yeah, it was only one black person on that jury, and he was sleeping the entire time. But his lawyer looked at him and was like, Jack, I think we can win this case. And he was like, what you mean? Because New Jack knew he was wrong. He was prepared to take, he was going to take a 5-year jail sentence.
Mm.
He was like, man, he was like, yeah, I did that shit. I'm going to take a 5-year jail sentence. Yeah, I opened this fat ass up. Dog. So they found out that that the kid lied about his age. So he wasn't of age. So he really shouldn't have been there. He kind of put himself in harm's way. And then Paul Heyman, he testified, and he was like, after everything had happened or whatever, the kid's father called New Jack the N-word. Then they were like, sir, we need for you to say the actual word, you know, just so we can have it on record in court. And then Paul looked at New Jack and he said, Jack, I'm sorry. And then he said he called him a fucking nigger. And somehow, some way, they used that motherfucking evidence and New Jack got off. So fast forward. Yeah, Don. This nigga's a menace to society. So fast forward.
I have to say, he probably didn't even mean to call. He just got mad. He was like, oh, I'm going to piss him off. I'm going to call him the N-word. I don't even know if his dad was real, right? That's what it sounded like to me.
Right. So fast forward a couple years later, New Jack is fighting. He fighting some dude. This time he's fighting a professional wrestler. But they're in ECW and they had planned that they was going to go on top of like the Titantron thing. And they was going to go ahead and both fall up off of her. So when they get up there and they fighting, and then New Jack like, all right, come on, you ready? And the dude was like, nah, man, I ain't jumping up off of this thing, man. I changed my mind. New Jack like, the fuck you is? We playing this spot. We jumping up off of this motherfucker. So the dude was trying to fight New Jack, because New Jack trying to really throw him off at this point. He like, look, either you jumping off or I'm throwing your ass off of her. Mm. So they up there trying to like really struggle or whatever. These motherfuckers both end up going up off of her, and then New Jack ends up getting his damn skull like caved in. Like, and he was even saying, he was like, dude, I still have fucking headaches all the goddamn time. I can't fucking sleep. I got insomnia because I got my fucking skull caved in.
You told your ass not to jump.
Dude, but you know what though? He blamed that dude for it. He blamed the other wrestler for it. So he was like, yeah. So after I got off of medical leave and everything, I came back and I see him and I saw him in the locker room and he gonna try to dap me up. And I'm like, motherfucker, I was out. I could have had died and you ain't even call and check on me. So they end up having a match. New Jack end up fucking him up real bad. Like beating the shit out of him like in real life. This nigga just got like a history of shit. Like it was another match. Like he was fighting some dude. Like this was way after ECW had ended. He was down in Florida fighting some dude in a match. And the dude apparently they got into it before the match or whatever. And dude came up out there and he was throwing like real punches at New Jack and hitting him for real. And New Jack kind of like grabbed him. He like, what the fuck is your damn problem? Then he like, come on, let's go. Man, this nigga New Jack, again, reaches in his damn pants, takes another shank about his damn camel. He stabbed this motherfucker like 9 times. They got it on film. He stabbed this motherfucker like 9 times, like going from his neck all the way down to like his, like, you know, his like, oh, his hip almost. He just like stabbing this motherfucker. And again, this motherfucker's still free. Like he is still to this day never done time in jail. Because this time the dude that he stabbed called him and he was like, look, I think he went to like a holding cell, but he was like, look, I can get you out of jail and we can go ahead and use this and we can go ahead and tour around and do like a wrestling story. And the story gonna be like, I'm looking for New Jack and we can go ahead and get you out of jail to do this. I'll drop the charges. I'm going to drop the charges, come back to Florida where it all happened, and we can do a story about this. We can make some money. So New Jack like, all right, cool. Drop the charges first. So I already knew some shit was coming because in nigga speak, yeah, drop them charges first, and then we'll see what happens. They dropped the charges. New Jack got out. New Jack still has not to this day went back to Florida.
Got them charges. I ain't coming.
Dog, so yeah, but hey man, check go on demand, look at Vice. I think Vice is on Hulu too. Look at Vice, man. It's called Dark Side of the Ring. Dog, that New Jack one is the best one yet, dog. They doing one on the Brawl for All too. I think that one should be on demand sometime next week.
Yeah, I'm about to look it up. That's crazy. I'm about to watch that shit.
I think the season finale is gonna be on Owen Hart's death. That's gonna be the season finale. Shit.
Finally talking, man. WWF don't even mention Owen Hart, man. He not even in it under the video games. What's going on with that?
They did one for Chris Benoit too. They did a 2-part one for Chris Benoit and stuff like that. And they was talking about that in there. They was like, man, Chris Benoit family hate WWE. They like, dude, ain't nobody to this day still reached out to us. The only wrestlers who have reached out. Yeah, because his son David, his surviving son David, who wasn't there at the time when Chris Benoit killed his wife and kid. His son David, who looked just like Chris Benoit, and that motherfucker looked like he got some mental issues because he got some big ass dark circles around his eyes. Like, that motherfucker ain't slept in years.
Right.
Dude, he kind of looked unhinged like his daddy do. Like his daddy did. Because, you know, Chris Benoit always looked unhinged.
He's doing his moves for real, man. He should have changed. They just should have been changed his flying headbutt move.
Man, but David Benoit was like, to this day, the only two wrestlers who have reached out to me and reached out to my family and still to this day still do it are Chavo Guerrero and Chris Jericho. He was like, fuck WWE.
Yeah. Man, they need to put that dude in the game. I don't care, man. Put him and All Hart in the game. It ain't complete without them motherfuckers. You put all these other legends that did some wild shit in the game, but not him.
Exactly. Motherfucker, all these motherfuckers who did racist shit like Hogan, like Iron Sheik, like, come on, Ultimate Warrior. Man, all these motherfuckers that did crazy shit, dog.
Yeah, you put them in the game, but we ain't getting all this. But what Owen Hart do?
He died doing the gimmick they told him to do. That was the only thing he did.
Put him in the game.
Because I still don't understand why the hell he needed to be coming down like from the Raptors. That didn't make any sense for his character.
Right. I gotta sit here and play WWF Attitude just to see Owen Hart again, man.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, but they're gonna do one on Jimmy Snuka too.
Ooh. Killed his wife, didn't he?
And I think that was the same case. Like Vince McMahon testified at that case that like that Jimmy was cool. Jimmy wouldn't have had nothing. He was like a character witness for him or something. Cause like for a while, WWE was still like even like up until maybe like the past like 4 or 5 years, they were still fucking with Jimmy. Cause remember his Tamina
was in the game.
Because remember, they were still calling Tamina Snuka. They were still like referencing, like, yeah, that's her dad or whatever, stuff like that. And then they just stopped doing it. And then they wouldn't let Tamina wrestle for like a while.
She back now.
Yeah. Man, so. Yeah, so Dark Side of the Ring, man, check that shit out, dog. That's for my old school wrestling heads, that's some good shit because you get some stories behind like the shit that's like the stories that we know about or whatever, or like that we saw play out on TV, but you get like that behind the scenes shit.
Yeah, I'll be reading about that. I want to watch it now.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, do one more thing about that Chris Benoit thing, man. You know, Vince got mad at JR for that shit because, you know, they did the tribute for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like the day after he had passed, didn't they find the bodies like that morning, and then
they reported
the tribute that night. Thing. Like, and Vince got mad at JR because he's like you should have looked more into this, and JR like I don't know how much more I'm supposed to look into it. I get a report that he was found dead in a house with his wife and kids. Nobody said anything about like it looked like foul play until like a week later.
Right. What was it? What was it called? Suicide? Murder? Suicide?
Yeah, murder. Suicide. Yeah, and apparently, his wife and kid had been dead for like 3 or 4 days before he killed himself. They said. So he had like literally like been in that house after he killed them, just like I guess like probably in there going crazy or even more crazy, just like, oh my god, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? And then he probably was trying to figure out a way to get out of it, and then eventually he was like, man, you know what? I'm just going to kill myself too because there ain't no way for me to get out of this. And I can't live with myself realizing what I did.
And they just did that. Did he had CPE issues or whatever?
I mean, he did though, didn't he?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, that move he kept doing.
Yep.
And, I mean, that move ain't finishing nobody. I don't know why he kept doing this.
I know, right?
Landing on their shoulder. It's hurting you more than it is them.
Yeah, dog, because every time he used to hit that motherfucker, he used to jump up and be flopping around ring holding his head and shit.
Man, this is how bad he got a raise from WWF. They took him out of everything. You don't see him in any of the prep. He in that promo that was, they don't even play it.
Nope, they don't play it. None of his matches. Like, cause I still remember that WrestleMania with him and Eddie Guerrero, where they both had won the belts and they were celebrating at the end. Dude, I think they cut out like half of that day of WrestleMania.
Dog, hold up. Why isn't Eddie Guerrero? He ain't been in the games.
I think that might have been because of his affiliation with Chris Benoit. I think they literally will erase. I think they literally try to not mention Eddie Guerrero as much as they can because of his affiliation with Chris Benoit. Because them dudes was friends.
Like, come on, they tripping, dog. Like, you could at least put Eddie in the game too.
They only mention Eddie like when Big Dave Batista started talking about him, or Ray started talking about him, or Sasha Banks, because Sasha said that Eddie was like one of her inspirations. But they be keeping them Eddie Guerrero references to a load.
Yeah, I guess you are right, because guess who else ain't been in them games, even though he's been working with WWE the whole time? Dean Malenko.
Yep. Dean Malenko, Perry Satter. Yep. They're like, nah, dog.
We need all them legends in the video games. And that's probably why I was just like, man, this shit just ain't the same. Like, I got SmackDown versus, or SmackDown 2 still with all them cats in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. This, like, that shit, like, dude, it's just, it's crazy. It's almost like one of them things, like, I know they're popular now, like the biopics. It's like watching a biopic on like your favorite like musician, you know, singer, rapper, or whatever, and be like, holy shit, this motherfucker was off the chain. That's what watching Dark Side of the Ring is like. You like, damn, you did all that. Like, how the fuck was you not like arrested, or like ain't nobody kill you?
Right. And speaking of wrestling, you know, you read the article Ronda said, right?
I saw a YouTube video of it. I thought she was doing an interview with somebody.
I thought she tweeted something, but she was just like she loved WWE and working for them, but the fans, man, they didn't even appreciate her at all. They just kept booing her out the stadium and stuff like that, and it was crazy. And I think she said fake fighting for fun. And that's what really got everybody pissed.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, she started talking about that fake fighting. But she did have a point, because she like, dude, like, come on, man. Y'all know that this shit ain't real, because if it was real, you talking about motherfuckers getting into 300 plus real fights a year. Like, they be dead.
Right.
And motherfuckers get, and it's fucking adults who do that shit. Like, they be getting, they get pissed off. They get so pissed off when somebody say that wrestling is fake. Like, okay, what would you say, wrestling is scripted?
Look, Lana and them got mad at it. I'm like, so, because she's like, fake fighting, but you gave Alexis Bliss, you took her out for the whole year.
That's because her ass didn't know what the fuck she was doing. And let's never mind the fact that Nia Jax has done that to several wrestlers too.
Right.
Yeah.
Alexis Bliss is light, and Ronda flipping her ass around. And she was hurting everybody in that mug. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what happened, man. You can't share rocking people.
But my thing about that was that only fault I could have saw with WWE and that one is they should have had her start off at NXT. But because she was such a big star, and this might have been some of Ronda's fault too. Maybe she was like, nah, I'm not fucking going to NXT. Like, y'all gonna put me up here with the big boys, and I'm just gonna learn that shit on the fly.
Right. She was just doing moves like they wasn't even used to. And I'm like, oh yeah, this shit good. I ain't seen this shit before. That's what they need. But then they get hurt.
Every time she would put a motherfucker up in that damn arm bar, I was like, dawg, she is literally going to break somebody on. Because she don't know how to fake that shit.
And then they told her not to squeeze her legs. I'm like, man, okay.
But it's kind of like, it's kind of like, dude, you get what you get, because that shit is like second nature to her doing it.
Right. She can't do it no other way. Like, when she throwing these motherfuckers on their faces, them judo throws, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, dawg. It's crazy, man, because it's just like, dog, did y'all forget who the fuck y'all hired?
Right. I mean, she went toe-to-toe with Triple H in moves. So she was able to do all the moves on him because he's bigger. But
but it's one of those. It's but you know what though, B? Have you noticed that like they always try that shit, bringing over like I guess a legitimized wrestling. They bring over these people from UFC or like MMA fighting backgrounds and want them to come in, and then they be surprised that the motherfucker be out there fucking people up for real, or that they get mad when somebody try to fuck them up.
You're like, oh, nah, this is my instinct. I'm winning. You ain't finna beat me.
Dog, I heard
Matt Riddle was doing that shit.
What's his face? Chris Jericho was talking about how he hey, that nigga was talking about how he was wrestling Chris Benoit one time on SmackDown, and not Chris Benoit, Ken Shamrock on SmackDown, and he went a little bit too far with Ken Shamrock. That motherfucker, like, everybody thought that it was just kind of like supposed to be on the show. That nigga Chris was like, yeah, I knew I fucked up. And that's why as soon as that match ended, I ran to the back. And that's why you saw Ken run after me. And that wasn't no play. When Ken got to the back, he was still running looking for me. And they had to, like 10 people had to grab Ken.
I'm gonna snap.
Hey, Ken was gonna kill that nigga, Tuck.
Man, but, right?
But you have shit like that, like I know Dan the Beast Severin. He even said it when he was on there fighting. He was like, look, because he said Vince McMahon was trying to stiff him out of some money, and then Vince McMahon was trying to tell him, like, okay, you're gonna lose to so and so. And Dan was like, I'm not losing to them. And Vince was like, yeah, you gonna lose to him, pal, because I signed your paycheck. He was like, number one, you actually behind on a couple of paychecks. Two, you do know if I wanted to, I can hijack your show. I can go right out there on Monday Night Raw right now and be like, I'm going to sit out here in this entire ring until somebody come out here and beat my ass, and I will beat everybody on this roster.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tank Abbott was another one that said he had some issues with them too. Like, I mean, but like, look how many people Brock Lesnar did fucked up just because he don't know how to turn that shit off.
He did that shit to Brian. He broke him down, man.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Brian accidentally hit that motherfucker in the face, it was a wrap.
Yep. But you got some motherfuckers like Braun, like Triple H, who get up in there and then they be wanting to play like big bad tough guy or whatever, be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna throw a real punch at this motherfucker. And it's like, for real? Alright then.
And you lift weights. That's different. That's a different skill set than fighting.
Exactly. Totally different skill set. Like, this motherfucker been fighting all they like. They on that Color Purple nigga. All my life I had to fight.
Right. And Brock was a dominant wrestler on top of that. So if it came down to it, he finna soup your ass up in a move.
Yep. And I'm like, man, y'all motherfuckers be playing with fire for real.
That's how they exposed John Cena, because he didn't know how to wrestle.
Mm-hmm. He had what he had, the five moves of doom.
Yeah. And Brock towed his ass up. Like, nope. Ain't nobody. Man. Undertaker must have been a man in the locker room, because ain't nobody tried that shit with him.
Yeah, because nobody really tried. Nobody ever tried anything with Taker. Even like them outside dude. I think because they had that respect for Taker. For whatever reason, they had their respect for Taker. And like, even like that WrestleMania when Brock beat Taker, you even see after the match, and Brock even confirmed it. He was like, yeah, after I pinned Taker, I told him, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting me win. Even though, I mean, it stands to reason that he could have had just mowed through Taker, especially Taker at that point in life.
Right. Yeah, they wanted Taker to push over, which Brock didn't really need it, but I guess to break the streak. And then technically, it should have been a DQ match and let Roman Reigns get the win streak. People really would have been pissed.
Oh, shit. Nigga, they would have rioted if Roman would have won.
But in my opinion, they should have, if he was going to wrestle for the 30 years of WrestleMania, then they should have let him keep the streak.
Mm-hmm.
Because now he just out there for what? There ain't even no reason. The streak over with.
Well, they got and I thought that was symbolizing something when he rode off into the sunset on his bike, but everybody saying like, nah, that's just him laying down the dead man character. So expect for him to appear more as like Biker Taker again.
Nah, man. He should have kept a streak if he was coming back.
Dog, that motherfucker be moving so damn slow. And that shit hurt to watch, man. I'm like, damn, dog. I remember when you was the fucking man.
Right. Man, then it took him 8 hours to film that match between him and AJ Styles.
Yes.
Because he broke his, I saw that. He hit that limousine, that hearse window, and it split his arm open.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to play it off. I'm like, because that motherfucker wasn't bleeding through the rest of the match, so they had to stop this mug at some point.
Yep.
And yeah, sold him man. Up.
Yeah, man. Fucking wrestling. Oh, man.
I keep watching this shit, but it's just hard. It's like cringeworthy. And I don't know why I keep watching. I told Will that I keep watching this shit because I've been watching it my whole life. I can't say it's hard to stop.
Like my son watches it, and it's, you know, because he watches like this wrestling that's been going on for like the past like 10 years. So that's what he think it is. And I'm like, nah, dude. So I've been showing him like, you know, like the stuff from back in the day with like the Monday Night Wars and stuff like that, back when all this stuff was hot. Mm-hmm. And how motherfuckers would like be out there like getting fucked up. Like, man, then don't let like the APA come out there, because they used to, they're another one who would fuck people up for real.
And they tone them down.
Yeah, man. So I'm like, dude, look at this shit right here or whatever. Like, granted, and I always tell him, I'm like, yeah, man, wrestling fake. And he's like, I'm like, dude, wrestling is fake. And he'd be like, nah. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay, you can't fake them slams. They really are getting slammed and shit. But when I say fake, I mean that all that shit is already determined. It's already determined who gonna win. It ain't like with me and you sitting there to watch UFC and we don't know what the fuck about to happen.
Right.
And motherfuckers be getting lumped up and shit. Motherfuckers be having their damn head swollen and shit, looking like a motherfucking Brainiac or some shit. Looking like Marvin the Martian.
Megamind.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Oh man. Shit. Hey man, my bad, dog. To be quite honest with you, and to kind of like get y'all peek behind the curtain, I got a shit, so we gonna have to peek behind the curtain. Nigga, a little peek behind the curtain or whatever, nigga. My stomach getting warm as fuck. I ain't like, eating damn this morning. But let me I will do y'all one solid. I'm gonna hit my throwback of the week, and I got it pulled up right now. It's I'm in love with a stripper remix. T-Pain featuring Pimp. Yeah, Twista, Paul Wall, Pimp C, MJG, Too Short. I think R. Kelly was on this motherfucker too.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. He was. He's like, rare, coming down the pole.
Oh, yeah. He was on, that was his Chocolate Factory bag.
Hey, man. R. Kelly's such a fucking dirtbag, man. But that motherfucker was so damn talented. I'm like, nigga, why couldn't you just fuck with women that were legal?
I mean, you could. At least 18, man.
Nigga, just 18, dog. If you had to have something young, or if you want to feel like you was pushing a boundary, 18. Or hell, go to some of these states where it is legal for you to sleep with 16-year-olds. They be like, 16 is the legal age of consent. Go to some of them states. Since you just couldn't control yourself, but apparently he wanted that illegal tender.
Surprise. What's his face didn't come after him? What was that show? How to Catch a Predator?
Hey, nigga, if Chris Hansen would have popped out on R. Kelly,
that shit would have been funny.
He used to get all the motherfucking truck drivers and shit. Them truck drivers be nasty, man.
Hey, that's a true story, because when I worked on the call center side and I had to do like the computer sharing and the files that they had on their like laptops and stuff, them underage stuff, Like teenage brothels and shit like that. They had files. I'm like, they must be in the sex traffic. I don't want no part of this shit.
What the
fuck? Your shit working again.
What? Oh.
They was like, they said, like, you can report her. I'm like, yeah, this motherfucker know my name. I mean, he can.
You ain't want them to come find you?
You know, but he know the name is only two of them centers that do that stuff. And then he get hit up, he gonna be like, oh, yeah, I know. Because, you know, the cops gonna tell her exactly how they find out. They gonna show the recording and everything. That's just running through my head. I'm like, nope. Because people, you got to be smart. Because I watch movies. I'm like, how do people get caught up in this shit? And I'm like, that's it. That's it right there. Because he know damn well that I'm sharing screens with him. And if I report this shit, it's exactly, yeah, nope. I don't want no part of that. And y'all gonna catch her. It's not me. Don't come for me.
I ain't do it.
Hey, call recording. You don't need me to flag it, y'all. Yeah, let it come up if y'all need it. Then not me, though.
Do that.
It wasn't me. I'm like, this dude, Bray, he got all his stuff up there. I'm like, nope.
I ain't even do nothing, dog. It wasn't even me. Oh shit! Hey, that shit got me sweating, dog. You all right? Oh, hey, dog. Quick question: did you know that Norwalk's is like apparently letting people go off the premises with their alcohol now?
Are they still open?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
I just seen the gang of motherfuckers posting online. They like driving in their car, taking pictures of their Norwalk's or at their places.
Come on, man. Why are y'all so stupid? Stay off of social media with shit, man. Stay low key. Like, come on, man. Hey. Quit taking pictures of every fucking thing. That's not something you take pictures of. You can go to jail for that shit anyways. You get caught, motherfucker.
That nigga
the page ain't all the way private. Man, why, man? Come on.
That nigga said, see. Oh, man.
This is how the game get fucked up. You can't
get
that.
Yeah, man. Motherfuckers is not. Hey, but they doing something, dog, because they like doing like, because I'm looking on Norwalk's page now, and they talking about like, online pre-order, so I guess you like pre-order because it's kind of like you can't really social distance up in there because you've been up in Norwalk's. I mean, and if that place get jumping, you can't social distance in there.
Oh, it's right by my house too.
So, yep. Damn. Oh, okay. So, because I see another picture of somebody like, hey, man, we got our drinks from Norwalk's. And they just sitting outside of their apartment complex drinking them.
I go pick up a cup.
Cause I remember when we first went there, they told us, they was like, hey, They was like, nah, y'all can't leave. Y'all can't leave here. Please don't leave here. But y'all can sit outside on the balcony or something, but please don't leave the premises.
And I feel like the one by my, they didn't care if we left or not. They ain't say nothing. I remember I walked the wrong way. I was like, oh shit, some chairs over there that's outside.
Nigga, I went to the one by your house.
They ain't say nothing to me. Nigga. I accidentally walked out there because they got chairs and stuff outside. You ain't see them?
Yeah, that's where we were sitting at. They was like, y'all can sit outside like on the balcony or whatever we prefer. You know, finish your stuff here.
It's wrapped around.
Yeah. Man, that shit. But yeah, they just doing... They doing you can pick up and take home now. Which
man, the one in Sulor, though, they got the pick, was it Pickleman's? I think it's upstairs. Mm-hmm. I wish this one had that. You gotta go all the way to fuck Bar Louie. That food nasty. You gotta go to Fire Reds or some shit like that over there.
Mm-hmm.
and bring your food to the today's spot.
Oh, fried, had, fire fried or something like that.
Yeah, because me and Will went to Bar Louie to watch the XFL, and I had that burger in there. I was like, this shit nasty. This shit tastes like it's. It was hot, but it tasted. You know that freezer taste. Mm-hmm. If it's been in the freezer for too long, that's what it tastes like. They do that. I was like, this burger nasty.
Damn. Yeah, dog. You can order. Yeah, I'm on their site right now. You can order for pickup.
Mm.
That shit'll be ready in 15, 20 minutes, they say.
It's 1 o'clock. Yeah.
America.
Mm.
Oh, shit. I know what I'm about to do.
Hey. I'm trying to keep that. I want them to stay open, y'all, so don't judge me.
Hey, man. But like you said, just don't be taking pictures of the shit. Just get your shit and go home.
Yeah, man. You gonna have the cops all over that spot watching.
Yeah, which I guess you would have to think they didn't did. Like, they didn't talk to some people in local government or whatever who would have told them that's okay. Like, because I guess they're doing the same thing that they've always did for years with Louisiana, where they just like, hey, where you go to Wet Willie's and they give you the drink, and they be like, what you talking about, open container? The container ain't open. The container only becomes open when you put the straw in there. I ain't put the straw in there.
Right. It'll seal.
Yeah, it was sealed when I gave it to them, when I sold it to them. So, yeah, man. So, be careful out there. Hey, man, you got a throwback.
I ain't got no throwback, man. You watch Hunters? Y'all need to watch Hunters. I keep saying it.
Damn. All right. Next time we talk next week, I'm going to watch. I'm going to have watched it by next week.
Yeah, because that last episode. Hey, Jordan Peele, the genius with that one, man. That shit fire.
How many episodes is in the total? 10?
10, I think. It's either 9 or 10.
Okay, so they're doing the Netflix thing.
Yep. And the first episode, like a movie, though. It's like an hour and a half. It's almost 2 hours. But the other episodes ain't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, it's 11, but that's just one episode. They don't split it. Because I was like, man, this motherfucker's still on? Because I had to ask somebody. I was like, I don't know if I could watch it. If it's like, I thought I was going to binge it. But I'm like, damn, this motherfucker long. They was like, no, that's just the first episode. The other ones are shorter than that. They just were normal 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But he getting the detail, man. It's all kind of detail and that shit.
Mm. All right, fuck it. Shit, I'm going to check that motherfucker out.
I don't even think that shit needed season 2. Well, actually, it do. But it's just, I feel like it don't.
Y'all want them to force it?
Yeah, but I kind of want to know what happened.
So, so it did end on the cliffhanger?
Sort of. If you, I don't know if you followed, like, the Nazi history and the story of Hitler and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And all the, like, conspiracies behind it. Yeah. Because I was like, because I started doing the research on it in like 1987, they were sitting up there fighting the Nazis, trying to get the Nazis out of the government and stuff like that. Or 85, I think. I'm like, and I'm thinking about the show, I'm like, damn, man. Yeah. Because, you know, we brought them over as scientists. The scientists over here worked for NASA.
Mm-hmm.
So they touch on that stuff, too. Man. Yeah,
I mean, Young Jeezy worked for NASA too, because he said he was in the spaceship.
Now listen to that garbage he wrote. I turned it off.
Nick, yeah, I got time to talk about it this week, but yeah, we might have to do another episode this week, a special episode just talking about that, because that shit was disgusting.
Yeah, I need to listen to that Tory Lanez Toronto mixtape.
That new Toronto? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Toronto 3 or something like that. He got that 50 Cent cover. That mm-hmm. He rich and die trying. Mm-hmm. He had his back turned, his kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Tekashi 6ix9ine out of jail, too.
Oh, yeah. That dude. He's still alive?
Yeah, man, these niggas ain't gonna do nothing to nobody. Some nigga, man, cause the same a lot of these same loud and proud niggas who talking about something, oh, he need to die, he a snitch. The same or the same motherfuckers who probably be snitching themselves.
Well, to be fair, they said it over social media, so it's too late. So if he end up dying, they know exactly where to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, them niggas wasn't gonna, man. And Tekashi back, he trolling niggas now too, again. He got a picture of himself in a rat trap eating a big ass piece of cheese.
Mm-hmm. Back. The corona saved him.
Because he know
probably be back after this over with.
He know y'all motherfuckers ain't gonna do nothing. Yeah.
Trayway.
All right. Yeah, man. So that's it for me or whatever, man. Nature calling. So I'll holler at y'all next week. Shout out to y'all, man. Thanks for listening. Y'all please stay safe. This is killing if news reports are to believe, this is killing a lot of black people. So black people, take this serious. Stay safe. Put your mask on. Put your gloves on. Stay in the fucking house. Don't be having just any and everybody at your house, even if you are related. It's cool. Y'all can talk on the phone.
FaceTime, like I always do.
Or you could just do something I did or whatever, because I put them on a couple of my family members and they was on their porch and I was just talking to them from the street in my car.
Ghetto shit.
Yep. Take it to the hood, shit.
I went out though, back like that dude, Desi.
Right. That nigga like, funny, man.
We watching all his video. What up, pilot? Hey, IT, you be screaming. I'm like, see, that's how the corona gonna happen.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. So, you got some shout outs for the people?
Shit, nope, ain't nothing new. He's stuck in the house.
I was gonna say, we all are punishment.
Right, ain't no sunshine.
Yeah, right, shit. Yo, man, you better go out on your damn porch or deck or whatever and have you a drink and FaceTime some people or whatever and have happy hour that way.
I might act like a runaway slave, get that fresh air, and just start taking off running. I'm free. Outside open.
Crazy, man. But, all right, y'all. So, this has been Uptown ENT, and we out. Peace. Hey, y'all.